Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利了。这些奖品都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。Hey Colin, how's your cat? Is Gulu doing okay?
He's doing great.
Oh, I heard that you shaved your beard because your cat didn't like it. Is it true?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Ah, stop it. This is embarrassing.
What? Embarrassed because this doesn't sound like you? 不符合你的硬汉人设了是吧?
What do you mean, 人设?
It's the aspects of a person's character that they show to other people, especially when their real character is different.
Oh, so it could be translated as persona, right?
Yeah, persona 就是伪装、假象、人格面具，也就是与实际性格不同的表面形象。But I think public persona could be a more accurate expression. For example, she goes to work as a volunteer teacher to get a positive public persona that she keeps away from fame and wealth. 她去支教来营造一个淡泊名利的人设。
Hey, I just realized...That's not my public persona. It's what I truly am.
All right, I see. You're still that grumpy, tough guy, okay? You only have a kitten persona instead of a public persona. 那今天这期节目呢，我们就来聊聊人设这件事儿哈。我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。好，刚刚说了人设哈，那卖人设怎么说呢？
Easy. Sell the public persona.
哎，直译就好了哈。这里的 sell 是使某人接受、说服、推销的意思。那使别人接受你的人设。
For example, he is trying to sell his public persona as a straight A student again.
那出现了第一个常用的人设了哈，就叫这个 straight A student, 科科都连续得 A 的全优生，也就是学霸咯。
So what are the other public personas that celebrities like to use?
Well, there are a lot. 我觉得现在的男星哈，无非就是两种路线嘛，要么就是暖男，要么就是酷盖。那酷盖呢，就是从英文的这个 cool guy 音译过来的网络流行语。那暖男我们要怎么说呀？
Well, you can simply call him a sweet guy, or a caring guy, or a considerate guy.
嗯，那这三个表达都能很好地表达出暖男的特质哈，就是贴心会照顾人的。For example,You're such a sweet guy and always ready to help others.
Well, that's a good option. Sweet guys are always popular.
Yeah, it's the same when they get married. 结了婚的暖男就是顾家好男人嘛。那这种顾家的男人、恋家的男人，我们要怎么说呢？
They are called family men.
A family man. For example, he's become a family man. 他变得很恋家哈。不过呢，这个 a family man 也表示有家室的男人、有妻子儿女的男人。Your family man, 你们都是有家室的男人了。
Is it a popular type here, family man?
Of course it is. Just look at how those actors behave in these reality shows. 就比方说这个林峰哈，在最近这个综艺《妻子的浪漫旅行》里面，他和他的太太张馨月就是大秀恩爱，俨然就是一个宠妻狂魔。
Well, maybe that's how he truly is. Maybe he loves his wife so much that he can't help being lovey-dovey.
这个 lovey-dovey 就是指卿卿我我的情意绵绵的。所以呢 be lovey-dovey 就是我们说的腻歪或者说秀恩爱。Well, I'm not saying they shouldn't show their love to each other after all. It is a reality show about how celebrity couples get along. It's just the way they choose is kind of weird.
How?
Because the wife is always crying and crying and complaining.According to the audience, it felt like she was exaggerating her emotional problems to gain attention and sympathy. 那一个人夸大自己的情绪问题，以在社交媒体上获得他人的同情或者关注，那这个行为俗称卖惨哈。哎 ，Colin， 你知道卖惨用英文怎么说吗
？Oh yeah, we have a specific word for that. Sad fishing.
这个 fishing 含有试探、诱使的意思。 也就是用某人的 sad stories 来博得眼球，获取同情和关注。
For example, I don't know if she really has a problem with her health. I think she's just sad fishing and wants attention.
嗯，我不知道她是不是真的有什么健康问题啊。我觉得她只是在卖惨，想引起注意。
Okay, back to the husband. We've been talking about the wife. So, what did the husband do?
Well, like I said, he was such a sweet guy in the show, so dedicated to his wife. But before this, he was known as a playboy. 而且在这个节目里面啊，他直接就公开的内涵前任，说他曾经被前任 PUA, 对方把他的自卑感全部都放大了之类的。
Well, the way one treats his ex really tells something.
没错哈，一个人对待他前任的态度还是很能说明问题的。There is another actor named Huang Zongze. They're actually quite alike.
You mean in the way they handle relationships?
Yeah, Huang Zongze 也有点这种走心又花心的感觉哈。He had an 8-year relationship with the actress Hu Xing'er. He seemed all sweet, caring, and considerate in the relationship, but then it is reported that he had affairs with many other women.
Well, I guess those scandals went against his sweet guy public persona.
Yeah, you can say that. 他的这个好男友人设就此崩塌了。那人设崩塌，我们可以用 go against 这个短语，它就表示违背，与某事不相符。For example, recent news goes against her talented woman public persona. 最近的新闻颠覆了她的这个才女人设。
You know, we were talking about family men, and there is a more extreme situation.Men afraid of their wives.
Oh, I know. You're talking about henpecked husbands, right?
Yeah, so you use henpecked to describe a man when you disapprove of the fact that his wife, or another woman, is always telling him what to do, or telling him that he has done something wrong.
这个 hen 是指母鸡，那 peck 呢，就是鸟类用嘴啄或者叮。Henpecked, 被母鸡啄，就表示受老婆虐待或者怕老婆。所以呢 ,a henpecked husband 指的就是这种怕老婆的人，和中文的妻管严类似哈。
For example, he never does anything without asking his wife first. He is a completely henpecked husband.
我还真没有注意到有没有明星卖这种剧内的人设啊，说不定也有人好这一口。
So, we've been talking of men mostly. How about women?
Well, I found that a lot of actresses like to make people believe they are foodies. 我首先想到的就是这种吃货人设。那 food 后面加上 IE 就变成了热爱美食的人，也就是我们说的吃货了。
Don't get it. Why bother? I don't care how much actresses eat at all.
Well, I guess they want to come across as pretty without effort, you know? Like, I ate so much, but I'm still so pretty.
Oh my god, I'll never understand women.
Okay, that's all for our show today. 今天的节目就到这里了。最后再提醒大家一下，我们今天所有的内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thanks for listening. This is Colin.
This is Cecilia. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。